Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, there's a monkeypox outbreak here in Nigeria. The NCDC confirms we have had over 558 cases so far, with 8 deaths. Usually, monkeypox kills 1 in 10 infected people, but unlike COVID, it's not very infectious, so it doesn't spread quickly. That's why the health authorities are not issuing any advisories yet. But if something's popping off, well, I have to tell you, because you are part of the 1 million Lagosians who listen to Hard Facts. And if you are tuning in for the first time, you're in great company. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong after all. Thanks for tuning into the show today. I have a great one for you. Let's start with the big three. Let's talk about the House of Reps brokering a deal between NNPC and the airlines. And then let's talk about INEC warning that it may exclude CBN from election prep if Emefiele declares for presidency. And then let's talk about Goodluck Jonathan and the APC nomination form. Oh yes, that story has had social media at least in its grip since yesterday. So let's talk about it here as well. It's one of the biggest stories in the country. And yes, you just heard the story about the National Assembly amending the Electoral Act. We'll talk a bit more about that at 5 p.m. At 4 o'clock, though, I beg to differ. Round of 16 continues. We have two debates for you today. The number 15 seed, Chioma Benita Nwabeke, takes on number 2 seed, Kolade Stephen Afolabi. And then number 10 seed, Precious Shinaye Adeji, faces number 7 seed, Ikwaibom Ekemini Awesome Usen. I'm looking forward to the debates from 4 o'clock. Remember to tell someone to tell someone else. Set a reminder. It starts at 4. If you're not going to be in your vehicle when it starts, not to worry. You can listen to us anywhere. www.nigeriainfo.fm is the website to click on, and it doesn't consume data. And you can also download our app from the App Store if you have space on your phone, the Nigeria Info app, and you can listen from wherever you are in the world. At 5 o'clock on today's Big Hard Fact, let's talk about the road to 2023. We'll talk about Emefiele, we'll talk about Jonathan, we'll talk about the ministers running for president while their sectors are in crisis. You have Silva from Petroleum, Ngige from Labour, Wajuba from Education, Amechi from Transportation. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of every hour, but let's get started with today's Big Three. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. These are your Hard Facts.
The Big Three. On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Don't forget, we're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. What's the lasting solution to the aviation fuel crisis? How will Emefiele's ambitions affect INEC's ability to hold credible elections? And will Jonathan contest for the APC ticket? Those are today's Big Three, Lagos. Let's talk. The House of Reps has brokered a short-term deal between airlines and the NNPC to keep domestic flights in the air. That's our first story. On Friday, airlines had said that they would ground domestic flights starting yesterday. But on Sunday, they walked that decision back. After that, the reps stepped in to mediate, and now we have this deal. This crisis is still about the cost of aviation fuel. This year, the cost has gone up from 190 naira per litre to 700 naira. Remember, a few weeks ago, airlines said that they would have to raise ticket prices to over 100,000 naira to keep up. Government stepped in at that time. Back then, the short-term deal was for the marketers who were licensed by NNPC to sell the to the airlines at 500 naira. The price was to last for a few days, right? After which, there was supposed to be another discussion to find a permanent solution. But those talks never happened. The airlines were asking for licenses to source for the fuel themselves, import it themselves. But NNPC said, oh, we don't want to risk you bringing in adulterated fuel, which will lead to plane crashes. So they didn't have a deal. No deal was struck. And the price climbed back up to 700 naira per litre. Airlines are saying that they have been subsidizing the cost for passengers and that they've been running at a loss and that they cannot do it anymore. The expectation was that the federal executive through the aviation ministry would step in. Hadi Sirika, the aviation minister, said, quote, while the efforts to assuage the situation are on, we wish to appeal to the airline operators, even in the difficult situation, to consider the multiplier effect of shutting down operations on Nigerians and global travelers in taking their business-informed decisions and actions, end quote. So that's what he said. After that, some members of the House of Reps criticized the executive for not doing more than making appeals. Ndudi Elumelu, the House Minority Leader, said, quote, this worrisome development in Nigeria, a major producer of oil, is another very sad commentary on the unpardonable failure, corruption, incompetence, negative policies, and lack of capacity of the APC-led administration to effectively manage our national economy. Moreover, the situation is a huge threat to our national integrity as it erodes the confidence of the international community and foreign investors in our country, thereby encouraging the movement of investments to neighboring countries, end quote. Ndudi Elumelu speaking there. Elumelu also said that the executive should, quote, wake up, note the grave import of the situation and save the aviation sector from imminent collapse by immediately addressing the fuel crisis and other challenges in the industry, end quote. It was at that point that the House of Reps seemed to take a more direct role in the negotiations. And it was through their mediation that we ended up with this deal. So what does this deal entail? First, in the short term, the airlines are to find trustworthy marketers who can supply 6 million litres. That's about 3 months of demand for them. NNPC says that it's going to guarantee that supply. We're waiting for details on whether that means NNPC will be subsidising the price and by how much they will do it. Second, in the long term, the NNPC has agreed to grant the airlines licences to import aviation fuel themselves. The airlines believe that this will let them get quality fuel at sustainable prices. So that's what's happening. That's the agreement on the table. That's what's happening with the aviation sector. And I wonder what you think about it. Do you think that this arrangement will work? Do you think that this deal that they reached, could hold up? Do you think the short-term supply will be guaranteed? In the long term, is it a good idea for airlines to import aviation fuel themselves? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. You can share your thoughts via Twitter at NigeriaInfo.fm. You can also share on Facebook. Facebook is NigeriaInfo99.3. And of course, there's WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name? Hello. Oh, it's unfortunate. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
No, my name is Sandra Ezekosili.
Yes, you are speaking with Sandra Ezekosili. What's your name, sir?
First time caller.
Oh, I'm glad to have you on the show today. What's your name?
Okay, I'm very happy to hear your voice.
I'm very happy to hear yours too.
I just want to greet you. Thank you. Oh. I like your program.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Alessandra.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Titus.
Titus, welcome.
Yeah. You see, the political trend we are seeing in this country today from the side of APC and somehow PDP. Imagine the kind of people that are coming out for the contest to be president of this country. Amechi is coming out. Inge is coming out. Minister for State is coming out. and our children are rolling around the street.
Well, that's not part of our big three today. I think you're jumping ahead to talk about something that we're saving for 5 p.m. So perhaps call us back at 5 p.m. to talk about that. For right now, we are talking about the short-term deal between airlines and the NNPC to keep domestic flights in the air. I told you that on Friday, airlines said that they would ground domestic flights starting from yesterday, Monday. But on Sunday, before yesterday, Monday, they walked that decision back. The House of Reps stepped in to mediate after that decision was walked back. And now we have this deal. The deal in the short term will allow airlines find trustworthy marketers who can supply 6 million litres of aviation fuel. So 3 months of demand. NNPC says that it's going to guarantee that supply. So we're waiting for details on whether NNPC will subsidize the price and how much, you know, by how much they will do the subsidy. And then in the long term, the NNPC has agreed to grant the airlines licenses to import aviation fuel by themselves. And I wonder if you think that this is a good idea. The airlines believe that this will allow them to get quality fuel at sustainable prices. Comrade Ikechukwu is on the line. Hello, welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
Kozikwagi. Auntie, anything we INEC can do to stop MFLA because of he's holding our money and he's going to safeguard our ballot paper. And he cannot say he wants to run after holding this sense. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
So I support them. Secondly, could Lord Jonathan have right to run? But it will be a political downgrading and a political insensitivity and a political ogre and a political hero for him to run a number one peace ambassador of the world that he wants to allow them to rubbish him. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
So it will be a political ogre in Chicago concerning NNPC and National Assembly, ba? Hello?
I'm here. Mm-hmm.
And NNPC has never offered me anything until I will buy a fuel 1 liter, 7 naira. And I understand something. Shebi na yasina brother, na inko, na inse, off your mic, off your mic. What am I doing with the NNPC? Maybe your brother say off your mic.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Ambassador.
Oh, sorry about that. Thanks for calling, though. Call us back before you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
I'm Isaac.
Isaac, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, for the aviation. Yeah, the NNPC can grant them. I support that, but they should regulate it. As NNPC can be monitoring the fuel, the product, each time they bring the product. And again, for good luck to come out under APC, I will never vote for you. But if you come out under PDP, fine, because I am a fan.
Okay, a fan of PDP, a fan of good luck, Jonathan. Speaking there. Okay, well, if you just tune into the show, this is the Big Three on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We've brought you our first story with the House of Reps brokering a short-term deal between airlines and the NNPC to keep domestic flights in the air. You're wondering, well, what is this about? The cost of aviation fuel is really high. The cost went up from 190 naira to 700 naira per liter. A few weeks ago, airlines said that they would have to raise ticket prices to over 100,000 naira so that they can keep up. And government said, I beg, don't do it. And the short-term deal was for the marketers that are licensed by NNPC to sell to the airlines at 500 naira. That price was supposed to just last for a few days. Then there was supposed to be another conversation about a permanent solution to this problem. But that conversation never happened. Airlines were asking for licenses to source for fuel themselves, import the fuel themselves. But NNPC did not want to risk it because they were worried about airline owners bringing in adulterated fuel. And adulterated fuel in a plane, that's plane crash you're looking at, you know. So they didn't strike a deal at the time. The price climbed back up to 700 naira per liter. And airlines are saying that they have been the ones absorbing that cost, and it's no longer sustainable for them, and that's why they wanted to shut down domestic flights yesterday. Expectation, of course, was for the executive to step in through the aviation ministry, through the aviation minister. And when Hadi Sirika was reached out to, he said, we're making efforts to assuage the situation, but let us appeal to the airline operators, even in the difficult situation, I beg. Consider what it would cost businesses and citizens to shut down operations, you know. And you're not just shutting down operations, and it's not affecting just Nigerians, it's also affecting global travelers. So I beg, Ejo. And after that, some members of the House of Reps criticized the executive, you know, for not doing more than making appeals. I read to you what Ndudi Elumelu said, the House Minority Leader, House of Reps Minority Leader. I read to you what he said on the floor of the House. And after that criticism, they stepped in to take a more direct role in the negotiations. And through the House of Reps mediation, we now have a deal where in the short term, airlines will find a trustworthy marketer or trustworthy marketers who can supply 6 million litres. And then in the long term, NNPC has agreed to grant the airlines licenses to import aviation fuel for themselves. Airlines are saying that they think that this will allow them buy quality fuel. And I'm asking you if you think that this will work. Do you think that the short-term supply will be guaranteed? Do you think that long-term it's a good idea for airlines to import aviation fuel for themselves? Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you, sir? What's your name?
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
All those politicians, they all die one by one by one.
Okay, let's be very mindful what we're calling to say. We have a call screener, don't we? Is our call screener sleeping? Eh? Antsy. All right, we've got Facebook. Let's take a look. Daramola Luashin says, okay, Daramola, I can't take that message on air. Abiola, thank you very much for the compliment. Kuforiji says, you can see how government is trying to quickly settle this aviation issue because they know the strike will only affect the rich. Poor people don't fly, but they neglect ASU because their children are in other countries schooling. All right, more messages here. Jonathan Igbo is talking about the CBN story. Okay. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Engineer Mike, another lieutenant, calling you from Lekki Phase 2 Estate, Aja.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, the APC-led government has failed woefully.
Okay.
Because first, I'm from the Niger Delta.
Okay.
My community is close to almost close to 15 to 20 or 20-something oil wells. So, and we have the element refinery there. And I see no, you know, reason why we should even be importing fuel for the first place.
But the APC, government didn't start importation of fuel. The APC administration did not start importation of fuel now.
I know. I'm just talking generally. That the leaders, even the previous government, they have failed us woefully. The Nigerian politicians, let me just call them Nigerian politicians, because since Nigeria is not practicing democracy, I should refer to them as Nigerian politicians. Yes. I'm a soldier. Ordinarily, I should speak for the government. But the reverse is the case right now, because it's also affecting me. I was supposed to have traveled to Port Harcourt, and because of the orders on the way, I would have ordinarily taken a flight from the domestic airport at Ikeja here down to Egusa International Airport in Port Harcourt, which is just about 2 minutes. But if I had to travel, I would have to spend hours on the way because of the high cost of the transportation on the air. And all these things are as a result of the importation of the aviation fuel. Okay, now, how will you expect a responsible government to ask industry or companies, aviation companies, to import fuel? How do we raise our revenue? Is that not also a source of raising revenue? Then if this company had to start importing fuel, is there any guarantee that we will still be getting our tax from them? So I don't know. The thing is angering me.
All right, I understand your pain. Thank you very much for calling. But yeah, I mean, if anybody's importing fuel and they're supposed to pay any duties or taxes or levies, be rest assured that they're going to pay those. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, let's talk about INEC and Godwin Emefiele. And INEC says if Godwin Emefiele runs without resigning, it could affect how INEC works with the central bank. It's 3:29. I'm Sandra S. Zekwasili. And INEC says if Godwin Emefiele runs without resigning, it could affect how INEC works with the central bank during elections. That's our second story. The reactions to the CBN governor going to court over the right to run for president are still coming in. When we talked about it yesterday, I pointed out to you that INEC relies on the CBN for safeguarding electoral materials. I asked whether having a sitting CBN governor be a party member, aspirant, or flag bearer compromises the CBN's ability to do that job, since neutrality is at the heart of it. Do you remember? We had that conversation yesterday. If you missed it, you can listen again on our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. And it seems INEC is asking itself those questions as well. Its chief press secretary, Rotimi Oyekomi, released a statement yesterday on this situation. And the statement said, quote, "The strategic partnership between the CBN and INEC, which enables the commission to store its sensitive election materials with the Apex Bank, has been in place for many years and beneficial in several ways. Indeed, there have been various reports that the CBN governor is nursing the intention of running for the office of president, but he is yet to formally declare his intention to run as of today. However, if and when he eventually does, the commission will look at the implications and take a decision on what becomes of the long-standing strategic partnership with the CBN," end quote. So there's INEC making it very clear that if Emefiele declares an intention to run, INEC will have to make a decision about whether to continue working with the central bank. Do you think this statement should be enough to get Emefiele to let go? This statement from INEC, do you think it should be enough to get Emefiele let go? We have the election umpire saying, this thing you're looking for in the court, it could compromise the way we run elections, so... Should that be a strong enough signal for anyone in a Emefiele's position to step back? We've been getting more legal opinions on the drama. Femi Falano, SAN, says Emefiele will violate the CBN Act if he runs. We've had several other lawyers say that the CBN Act prevents the governor or other personnel from pursuing other vocations. That's the word that the Act uses. Now, those who are supporting Emefiele's ambition are saying that an election is not a vocation. But the lawyers opposing his ambition say that an election is a means to an end, which is to get an elective office, which is a vocation. Others say that the act of contesting in an election makes one a politician, which is also a vocation. Just a reminder, by the way, that the Federal High Court will sit again on Thursday, the 12th of May. And we're expecting both INEC and the Attorney General of the Federation to be there. Because at the first hearing, the court asked Emefiele's lawyers to serve them. Emefiele had wanted an ex parte injunction stopping them, INEC and the AGF, from stopping him from contesting. But the court said, no, you can't cut their hair in their absence. Call them to come and meet me. So on Thursday, that will happen, and we'll let you know how it goes. But right now, tell me what your take on INEC's response to Emefiele is, to Emefiele's ambition. What do you think about Femi Falana saying that Emefiele will violate the CBN Act if he runs? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, one and one.
How you doing? What's your name?
Yeah, you have Chris calling from Okokomaiko on the line. Honestly,
welcome.
Sandra, if you ask me, like I said yesterday, to me, Emefiele shouldn't even stay even 1 minute again in that position. I think, the National Assembly, this is the time for them not to remain a rubber stamp and assembly as we have it today. They must rise up to the occasion and compare even the president to do the needful. Because as it stands now, even if the man end up not turning for the president, he's already a sympathizer. And being a sympathizer, there is every tendency that he's going to compromise whatever that will be even to under his care. So I think it's high time the man should throw in the towel. Honestly speaking, he must listen to the voice of reason. The whole thing is untidy. Honestly, he's messing up himself so far. Honestly, we have never had it so this bad when it comes to the economy. How much more as we have it now? I think, it's high time you should throw in the towel. The civil society group, this is the time for everybody to rise up above every occasion and make sure that he do the needful. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much for calling. We've got Titus on the line. Hi, Titus.
Hello, Ms. Mara Sandra.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How work today?
We dey work. How you dey?
As you say, they work. This country is giving us headache. The nation wants to come, the president of this country. Under his nose, the economy of this country is not moving forward. Under his nose, nothing is working. He wants to become a president of this country. And make you want to become president of this country. His ministry, Relue, was attacked, and people are still under captivity up to now. We want to be president of this country. Our children are rolling around the street. Mr. Postate wants to become president of this country, and our children are rolling around the street, and they said they are fighting crime. They want to fight crime. Why they are promoting crime in this country? God will help us in Jesus' name.
Titus, thank you very much for calling. Etim is here. Hi, Etim.
I'm fine.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Yes,
Emefiele and the INEC boss, who appointed them, is it not the president? If they wish to dance to the tune of the president, all this, I don't no longer believe in the electronic voting and transmission of results. What is it? Although if he has declared and become an authentic member of APC, he must resign. Those who are calling for his resignation, supposedly Barry stacking before this time and appoint another, and they will say,
that's a straw man argument you're making, Etim.
Okay. Then, who told the PDP in 2019 that they won the election? A Sabbath expert that worked in the Sabbath session of INEC. If they are not compromised, are they clean? Are they sent?
Okay, you're saying that because you think INEC is...
They are guilty of a compromise.
So you're saying
so
because...
So one should not accuse the other one.
I often wonder the kind of Nigeria you want. I often do, because I understand needing to defend the policies of an administration that you support, but do you have children? Are you raising children? Do they hear you call Nigeria Info? Do they hear the things you say? Like, what do you teach the children you're raising? What do you teach? Helen is on the line. Hi, Helen.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Because I want to contribute to the program.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Like all those buying presidential nomination forms, the ideas they have, why not give it to the president now to move Nigeria forward? It's so sad. It's very obvious that the leaders we have, they are all selfish people. And I pray God to actually take control of this election. I believe and I trust God that those who do not have good intentions for this country, they might not live to see that day, or they might not even win. But God over all of them. Because as far as I'm concerned, you are a minister, what you cannot contribute to that? Why is it when you become president, you will not do it? It's so sad. Look at students at home. Imagine somebody staying at home for good 6 months. And anytime they resume, now the next thing will be examination. Imagine what UK has done to us. That graduates from Nigeria, they are not included. That is so sad. Because actually, in the real fact, students from Nigeria universities, they are not going to learn anything. Because after staying at home for 6 months, what's the reason? Another 1 month without even learning anything. You say it's an examination. So what do you expect from such graduates? When you call them for interview, such people can even write a simple comprehension. And you say you spent 4 years in the university. It's a shame. And all this boils down to our government people. God should just take control. Thank you.
Thank you, Helen, for calling. Let's move on to our final story. Someone bought APC presidential form for Goodluck Jonathan. And Jonathan said, please don't insult me. Did they tell you I don't have 100 million? That's our third story. Twitter had a meltdown yesterday. Everybody was shouting. APC people who used to insult Jonathan before were shouting. PDP people who used to praise Jonathan before were shouting. Neutral people quiet were shouting. Me, I was just laughing in one corner. So it all started when various northern political groups came together and bought the form for ex-president Jonathan. By the way, I should clarify that it was not CNG that bought the form. That's the Coalition of Northern Groups. This was a coalition, not the coalition. This particular group was led by one Ibrahim Abdullahi, who showed up to pick the form, accompanied by some men who claimed to be cattle rearers. They talked about how Jonathan was the right man for the job, how he had done great things for the North in his first term, including Almajiri education. But Jonathan did not fully reciprocate the love. His official statement basically says, thank you, but I no send you no message. It reads in part, quote, we wish to categorically state that Dr. Jonathan was not aware of this bid and did not authorize it. The statement read in part, we want to state that if the former president wanted to contest an election, he would make his intentions clear to the public and will not enter through the back door. While we'll appreciate the overwhelming request by a cross-section of Nigerians for Dr. Jonathan to make himself available for the 2023 presidential election, we wish to state that he has not in any way committed himself to this request. Buying a presidential aspiration form in the name of Dr. Jonathan without his consent, knowing the position he had held in this country, is considered an insult to his person. The general public is therefore advised to disregard it, end quote. Oh, we also have the ward chairman in Bielsa of Otoke, I believe, coming out to say that Jonathan is not registered in the APC there. But anyway, Shah, after issuing that statement around 7 p.m., Jonathan did something else that was very interesting. Last night, around 9 p.m., he visited the APC National Chairman, Abdullahi Adamu. The meeting reportedly held between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. It was a closed-door meeting, and neither of them has spoken on the record about what was discussed. As you can imagine, the silence is fueling a lot of speculation nationwide. So that's that. What was your reaction when you heard someone had bought an APC nomination form for Jonathan? Did your reaction change when you heard his statement? Did your reaction change when after the statement he still had a late night closed door meeting with the APC chairman? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Yes, there's WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We've got Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. And we've got Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name, ma'am?
Mrs. Bucci.
Welcome.
You see, about this city governor, that man supposed not to even be in that city. Do you remember during Jonathan, where they are hearing rumor that this man is sponsoring? Do you see the way Jonathan removes it very fast? That man supposed to be a new person, not supposed to belong to any party. I don't know why they are dragging matter, just because he belongs to ATC. What they are doing is very, very unfair. Then, come to Jonathan. If Jonathan knows that he has nothing to do with ATC, he should come out and speak. Because all the rumors they have been carrying about it.
Mrs. Bucci's line don't cut. Dan Baba is on the line. Hi, Dan Baba.
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you. You said the APC in Bayelsa State have confirmed that Jonathan is not a member of APC.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should start questioning the credibility of this group and the political party that is selling out to people who are purchasing funds on behalf of a non-member of a political party. Is that okay?
Okay.
I think Nigerians should start looking for a more credible political party. Because in organization, you put law that the only people who buy nomination form are the member of political party. And some group or non-group appear to say they want to purchase a nomination form for somebody who is not a member of political party. The party went ahead to sell nomination form for that person. It's against the rule now. I think some party members will even go to court for that reason. So the APC itself, they are not even qualified to rule Nigeria anymore, if you ask me. Then the Jonathan himself, why can't you take these people to court? The people who are trying to tarnish your image. That is why I see all this thing as game plan. You claim not to know about it the night you visit APC chairman and you refuse to take these people to court. The issue statement is not enough. I think these people think Nigeria is like a movie, Tom and Jerry movie, that you can just shake and do anything you like to it, right? This is not funny. It's not fair.
Dan Baba, thank you very much for calling. Patience is on the line. Hi, Patience. Hello, Patience.
Hello.
Auntie Patience, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Yeah. I want to talk on Jonathan.
Okay.
In fact, I so much like him. He has that credibility and every other thing.
Okay.
Please. Whosoever that knows him should tell him, should not allow the northerners to rubbish him. Anybody buying form for him does not like him. He should please stay. He should not allow anybody to rubbish him. He should refund their money for them. It's not even a matter of the money. They should please. They want to ridicule him. That is just all I have to say.
All right. Patience, thanks for calling. Alaba Alakbe says, Sandra, I'm an APC member, but what Godwin Emefiele has done has brought embarrassment and disgrace to our party. Look, some months ago, this same Emefiele was the one who tagged those rice farmers that claim to have bought his 100 million naira nomination forms for him as onigbese, debtors. He has shown that he cannot even represent our party as its flag bearer come 2023 because he has gone against the act that set up the CBN. APC is a law-abiding party, so no illegality will stand in APC. GEJ and 100 million naira APC presidential forms gift by Fulani. Look, Sandra, good luck Jonathan's body language making those people went to buy that form for him. Since the speculation, why couldn't he say no? I don't want to contest election anymore. Look, all of them should stop heating up the polity. And lastly, Sandra, let's please continue supporting ASU by appealing to President Muhammadu Buhari and our dear APC leadership. This ASU matter may be what opposition parties will use against us during campaigns. So please Buhari, answer lecturers and students. That's a message on Facebook from Alaba Alakpe. Thank you very much for your message. Kenneth Kieran says, Sandra, the media always advises the electorate to get their PVC to elect the right leaders. How do we trust the process when the CBN that keeps sensitive materials for INEC, now their governor is a member of APC? To me, Ekiti and Osun state elections are already rigged in favor of the APC, considering the fact that he, Emefiele, is a member of the APC. I have lost interest in the process that produces our leaders because the president and National Assembly are silent about it. If it were in saner climes, he would have been sacked as soon as it became public. Kenneth from Shasha with that message there. All right, let's come and take a few calls. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
We've got three stories, sir. What's your name?
Marilla from Ikorodu.
Welcome. What story do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I want to talk about the electorate and commission the group.
Okay.
Yeah, but I still remain. Oh, sorry. I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine. Welcome. Go ahead.
Because yesterday I was trying to call, but couldn't get through.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this INEC people are being bought by the APC because I was once an agent for the PDP at Sule.
Okay.
Yes. I will tell you, even before the INEC comes to the polling booth, they've already organized everything for the APC because they are members of the APC. You understand? So one thing, Nigeria should stand up and please, let's stand up and unite, fight and keep these people out. Because what I believe before, they said, we are the leaders of tomorrow. Now, those born in 1980s are the ones supposed to be ruling us. We need to stop the recycling government of this country. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Anonymous, for calling. Now, of course, Anonymous says by himself that he's a PDP member. So a PDP member can call and say anything about INEC and the APC. Huh? All right. We've got more messages. More messages. Let's see. This one here. Woo! Some adults believe that a former president got up from his bedroom, dressed up, drove to meet the APC chairman just to reject a 100 millionaire nomination form bought for him. GJ is in the race. Now film, did he act? All right, Brian, thank you for your message. More messages here. If you think Jonathan will not contest, I have 6 acres of land to sell you on Third Mainland Bridge. Timmy Shola with that message there. Let's take a look at other messages we have on WhatsApp. This message says, President Sandra, you see all these buying nomination forms by proxy, inflation of nomination forms, CBN governor involved in partisan politics, INEC reaction, all now act one, scene one. As a matter of fact, it's a prologue in this political drama that is unfolding. That's a message from Tokpe. Tokpe is in Ajegunle. All right, Tokpe, thank you for your message. Someone says, Sandro, Omona, don't give me nickname, Taya. Sandro, these people pushing Jonathan are doing it because they know he can only do one term of 4 years so that they can grab power again. They don't care about the country and this will damage Jonathan. Jonathan should not fall in the trap because the country is worse off now than when he left it. Example, the economy, security. Jonathan will find it so difficult to cope because there will be a lot of litigation of which the constitution as amended cannot have a person who has taken oath of office twice come in as president. David with that message here. We have AA from Ojo who says people in Lagos should stop taking Panadol for those who have headache in Abuja. Unfortunately for you, the people who have headache in Abuja, if they sneeze, cold will catch you way day for Lagos. We've got Ade in Surulere who says, Sandra, everything about Nigeria has become a joke. None of these people coming out have any business vying for any political positions. In any civilized nation, people like the CBN governor should have been sacked or he should resign immediately. Nigerians, please wake up. Enough is enough. None of them deserve to be elected for anything whatsoever. They deserve to be thoroughly probed, prosecuted and punished accordingly, regardless of who. Let's have a clean sweep, Ade says. All right. Jonathan is consulting seriously for 2023 presidency. He may likely make his move known. Leave politicians alone. They don't know shame at all. That's Martin with that message there. We've got more messages. This one is from Austin, Texas in the U.S. Bass says, in short, Emefiele, Emefiego, what a world. Nigeria is heading daily into where we cannot recognize. Sandra, let's look at the aftermath of APC primary election, because all the election material is with CBN. So fear of Emefiele is the beginning of wisdom. That's Banjo with that message there. Sandra, I love the questions you asked Etim. With all due respect, that man is... Well, I mean, because Etim is a very interesting man. Etim, every time he calls, he says, yes, these people did it, so let us do our own too. They were bad, so let us stay bad. Is that really the country we want? Do we really want a country where, you know, we start off as bad and we just stay bad until, you know, I don't know. Like, where's the progress from that? You know, like, where's the end game? What's the end game, you know, of saying, this was bad, so this can be bad too? Should we not be saying, this was bad, let's do better? Isn't that development? Isn't that what we should be striving for? I mean, I don't begrudge anybody supporting any party or supporting any policies, but sometimes, like, you know, don't be an Etim, you know? Anyways, we're going to bring you our next round of 16 match. It's coming up from 4 o'clock. Today, we have two debaters debating that the Nigeria Police Force can be reformed. And we have another two debaters debating something phenomenal as well. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm S. Ezekwesili on social media. We're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. Don't go